I have employees. I have three corporations.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar man, sugar man, sugar man, sugar man. Hurry, 'cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal.
I just randomly picked a Sylvia Brown clip. That wasn't the one I would have preferred had I chosen it. This one is called Talon. I don't know what's going on. Mr. Y, the person who donated because I, in order to make me stop playing clips, I need more money. So you can go ahead and send me some, and I won't play clips for another week or some, maybe. Maybe not.
I lived in a haunted house once. If I break a nail, their lives are over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That clip was the one labeled Talon. Did I just say did I just say that? I think I did, honey. I'm laying in bed. I got my microphone stand holder out, the one I told you about the other D. And I'm talking to you on the internet, on the podcast. Oh, girl. I'm stretching me bodice out, playing with my lips, fingering my cunt. For after all, Sorry, I have to slow down, meditate, whoosh. I feel like I've been talking too fast. Whoosh. You know, I've been as I mentioned this before, but I think it barebacks repeating, which is that the company that used to host my Grumholes, which is yeast language for programs, I also used to work for them. They deleted all my shit, and not to mention that I've also, which I just mentioned, some other podcasters, but so I've been rebuilding it, which is kind of fun, but it's very slow, because you know I have over 1,000 shows, and definitely most of those are missing now. So I started at the very beginning with show number one, and I'm finding the old footage, matching them up. I'm labeling the missing ones as missing, it says so in the body text. So if you have those, feel free to email me that, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, just trying to collect all the missing shows. So, and also on Eat This... so I have a Facebook page for those. As I post each archive, I post the traumatic stress disorder along with it. So you can go to facebook.com/Yeast Radio Podcast. That's for the archives of the podcast as I repost them. And Free at the Such Show Podcast. Eat the Such Show. Anyway, that's been interesting. Also starting that with the beginning. And so they're kind of out of order, but that's what you get for having a little too much fun in this life. Let's see, so I have my mega blown my iPad here in bed with me so I can play clips, but I don't really have them organized. That's one thing maybe I'll do this weekend.
That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide, you have... Where's my purse?
You don't have your purse, though, you whore.
Move! Where's my purse? Move! 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 You know, that is such a crock. Where's my purse? Move! People say, I can't see the light. What do you mean you can't see the light? Then ask for it. Move!
Sorry.
I figure that if it's in the summertime, in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy. I figure that if it's in the summertime... Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide. Not that Christ can't come.
Faggot and black.
You get like this. Oh, my God. Nova Spirit.
Ain't Teresa just died?
Of course, I'm level joined anyway, but I had my head on the floor. Diabetes. Not that Christ can't come. Our guides stand to the
right. Go to hell.
In Amazon.com, they gave me 5 stars in my book. One woman gave me 4 stars for the spirit guide fertile. Because she said,
and I'm too heavy on my feet.
I got my spirit guide. Now I can't get rid of her.
I know this sounds horrible.
I figure that if it's in the summertime, in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
It's the Hard Knock Life.
All right. See, the problem is I've been listening to these old podcasts. That almost sounded British. I've been listening to these old, old podcasts of me. And noticing that they're kind of boring. So I'm wondering, maybe I should make them less boring. But then I realize, no, that would be too hard. So maybe I'll just do what I do, which is nothing, and talk to a microphone. Because for some reason, you know, they say follow your bliss. That's what my dead guru, Joseph Campbell, says. Follow your bliss. Your blips. So my bliss is this. I don't know why, but it is. You know, the video thing is okay, you know? It's all right. But it's, you know, I have to force myself to do it. I like writing, I like performing. But this is really my bliss. You don't have to rehearse. I can just talk to the microphone. So if I follow this, maybe I'll make money again. Because I used to make money doing it. Here, let me turn on my bules. Oh, I can't because it's on track one. Fuck my asshole. Wait, can I change it for you? I'll tell you, one thing I am not finna do, definitely, is stand up. So forget it. Now, I'm not going to be able to change this. I can't play whatever it was that I already forgot. It was, oh, the Golden Bules. I suppose I could really be ghetto and play it from my speaker, my Bluetooth. Maybe I'll do that. Play it from my Bluetooth to be really just insanely ghetto, which is code for Blyuk. Let's see. Do we have enough juice? Hello? Hello? So this is me, even though I have this nice getup, I'm going to play through a horribly manual system, my holder. How much juice do you have, honey?
Battery is about full.
Thank goodness. Let me tell Chris something, because he's texting me. I am recording my podcast now, period. Will be black in about 30 minis. Okay. Siri got it all wrong. This is what she said.
I'm recording my podcast now. Will be black in about 30 minis.
Can't even hear that. Anyway, let me find my bills. This is so stupid. Why am I playing my golden... Because I won't get up to walk 3 feet. I'm playing Golden Bowls through the goddamn thing. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. No, it isn't. That's way too manumerous to... Maybe it might sound interesting, though. Let's see. I just can't find the holder button for it. Okay, songs... Golden Bowls. Here we go, yeah. So I need more music. I've been listening to my music on my, you know, iTunes. And I realize most of my music is this crap, like house and techno and trance music from a million years ago. And I think, I guess I liked it then, but now I just think it sucks. So I need new music. So if anybody has suggestions... Oh, so the thing that I played at the beginner of the show was, you know, from this wonderful new documentary that won best long-form documentary in the Academy Awards, and it's called Searching for Sugar Clips. I'm sorry, Searching for Sugar Man. There's my bills. I'll just put it here on the bed. It's a little loud, but that's the way it is, you know? No. Turn it down a little. So it's called Searching for Sugar Mayan. It's an amazing documentary. You have to see it. I don't see why I should even explain it. But anyway, that song I played at the beginning is from that, and hopefully I'll remember to play one at the end from that documentary.
Pelvic girdle.
It kind of feels nice with the speaker on my vagina because I can feel it in my vagina.
Act confident, even if you aren't. 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 Act confident.
I've been violated in some way.
All of you have been violated. That is for definitely. Go see a doctor for your prolapse.
They said, honk if you love Jesus. So I honked and the guy gave me the finger. No, see, I know.
But see, I've been listening to the old shows. They're all boring no matter what I do. But I enjoy it and it's therapy for me and it's a lot cheaper than going to some cunt. I was just going to sleep. Every therapist I've had falls asleep. And by the way, to me, I respect you if you go to therapy because I'm lying, but I do believe it's kind of, at least in my experience, because I finna use I statements, I believe it's kind of like emotional prostitution, know what I'm saying? Because I think they just pretend to like you because you pay them. It's just bizarre. It's just like, what's the difference between paying them to like you and paying somebody else to fuck you except there's no goop? What's this one?
Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.
When you were getting fucked, Sylvie?
They have hunches. That's manly to have a hunch.
Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bella Lugosi.
When I get off that stage, that I am the same as you. I have never put myself on any kind. I hate that. On my web. Negativity.
Now, I've gotten into some positions,
flying,
especially with...
I lived in a haunted house. Down and,
sorry.
And then you get to your room and you have a 3 a.m. call to get up and catch a plane to get
the
there to do
Johnny
a lecture,
Johnson,
and then
or
get up the next
Johnson.
Morning and do one and then two and then a meet and greet. Don't. I mean,
do you
whatever
think Manson
is,
for one moment thinks he's wrong?
Stop it, Sylvia.
And I keep my protein up.
We finna walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
You're an idiot.
Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
And then you wonder, on the other side,
girls,
if they have drugs.
We finna walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Girls.
Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Girls.
Walk and eat and gag and serve the girls.
Girls.
Work, honey.
5, 6, 7, 8. Hello. I was posting with somebody on the internet with my pod vagina. By the way, my bloater is on Facebook is just bloater, is just Yeast Radio, so facebook.com/yeastradio. That's me, Madge Weinstein. Yeast Radio Podcast is the podcast. I know it's weird, but I will accept your friend request should you decide to be my friend, because I'm desperate. I'm going to throw myself a little party, too, for little girls and boys.
Everything is passing. It all passes.
I don't want to hear the bowls anymore. It's annoying me. Wow, that, I know it's not even remotely interesting, but I don't care. Oop. Oh, the little rubber thing from my microphone is stopping its full suspension in the air. Let's see. I have a list. I do have a list somewhere. None of this is useful, these clips, are they? I've played them all 3,000 times. I need to change them. Every once in a while, I change them. What's this one?
Her pug was channeling from the other side.
Yeah, that's good enough.
You know, that is such a crock. Move!
Oh.
She finally said to me, "What is your motive?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her,
"Yeah? Did I lose? Did it crash? Let me see. Oh, Christ. Oh, now I do have to get up to see if it crashed. Excuse me. God damn it. Motherfucker. Jesus cripes. Ack. Isn't that what Garfield says, ack? Who says ack? No, we're still on. Anyway... Let's see what we have on my instructions. Is my microphone screwed in? I'd hate to have it fall off while I talk to y'all. Okay. I'm going to lay down because, as I've mentioned before, my microphone holder is a little bit too low. So, yeah. Ugh. All right. Let's see. My list. I have to go soon. I have to go to the fucking gym for the goddamn aerobics bullshit. Let's see. Gag and eat and gag and serve the girls. Gag and eat and grab and serve the girls. All right. Let's see. Sending out, this is from somebody on Facebook, sending out good energy and love to the world today. Don't let life get you down. We are all in this together, and we have the ability to overcome everything. All caps, love life and be happy. All right, I'll just go ahead and do that. Thanks. I didn't know about that yet. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see here. What am I doing? Oh, yes. To-do list. Reminders. Really don't have much time. I'm going to just have to take this thing, this laptop, grab it, go to the gym, and boom. Let me sit. What is this? This is a blank reminder. Complain about self-employment tax. Yeah, I went to the accountant yesterday. Do you know when you're self-employed, you have to pay 15% extra of your income extra because you're self-employed? Even though I make fucking nothing, I make really nothing. But it doesn't matter. If you're self-employed, you have to pay a self-employment tax. So all these fuckers talking about, Republicans and Democrats talking about, oh, small business, this, that, and the other. Well, I guess a single person business is a little bit too small because we don't count as a small business. So we're not the middle class. I guess we're just low class. So we don't get any help, you know. We don't get any breaks. But meanwhile, Facebook gets a huge refund. Oh, fuck you, government, please. You know? And then we have, you know, I think it's great that Obama's doing all this wonderful stuff with the gays and, you know, writing amicus briefs to the Supremes, telling them he supports gay marriage and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Right now, he needs to kick those Republican asses and get rid of this stupid, whatever it's called, the succubus or whatever it's called. What is it? Sequester. I mean, I was reading something that's just one manufactured crisis or another. Anyway, so the self-employment tax is fucking bullshit, but at least this year I saved enough money to pay my goddamn taxes. So I'm kind of looking forward to finishing that. Okay, Betty White, die or shut up. There's this thing for me on the internet, kitschy things, memes, I guess. You know, for me, there's kitsch and there's memes, and they sometimes cross. Kitsch is just things that everybody thinks are cute in a sort of zeitgeist kind of way. And memes are little posters of grumpy cat to make me want to just, you know, turn my head in 360 degrees over and over again. And Betty White, you know what? I hate overexposure. And no offense to Betty White, but you've lived long enough. Either die or shut up. I know that's rude. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And I'm not in therapy because I think they're charlatans, not like psychics. Doctors, lawyers, or psychics are all in the same category. Just kidding. I think that, if I were going to a psychic, she would tell me that also, she would validate me when I say that Betty White needs to just shut up and die, or shut up or die, or both. Did I already say both? I'm not sure. Maybe. I still don't want to talk about the Russian anti-gay law because I haven't researched it enough. But it was like it was out, but nobody covered it at the end. Goodbye. You know, RT, the heroes, you know, the unofficial network of Occupy Wall Street didn't report it because it's in Russia. So, you know, that went nowhere. If that doesn't make sense, then skip it. All right. Let's see. Circumcision and HIV. We will talk about this. Okay, we meaning me and me. So this, I'll just start off. First of all, I'll make this kind of brief, I think, because I got to get out of here. First of all, I'm against circumcision, male or female. Sexcuntly, I think people of the Jewish religion, and I am Jewish, I'm a lesbian, but I'm also Jewish, we are allowed to intermix, make all kinds of weird propaganda in order to sort of rationalize their practice of mutilation, which is antiquated. You know, it's funny, it's easy to say female circumcision is wrong, but when it's your culture, and I speak from, because I'm part of Jewish culture, everybody in my family, I think, shares the opposing opinion to mine, which is that circumcision is fine. It's just like this emotional thing, like it's such a part of your custom, you just can't dare question it. You know, it's something everybody and your ancestors have done. How dare you question? I think that's probably the way the female circumcision people feel, but when we do it, oh, it's okay, you know? But anyway, I'm against it. And what really bothers me, you know, aside from the fact that the pro-circumcision people are making, you know, lame excuses, it's that some of them are very dangerous. And one in particular is that the pro-circumcision people will say it helps protect against AIDS or HIV to circumcise. That is absolutely false. And I think what happens by making that claim is people who are uncircumcised become more likely to not use condoms because of that information. I'm not saying everybody does it, but I'm thinking that a lot of people who are circumcised may just one day take that risk that they didn't need to take just because they thought, well, I'm less likely to get it. The odds are maybe 1 in 100 that I'm going to get it if I'm in the active role sexually. But since I'm circumcised, my chances surely are less because, you know, I read it in some Jewish thing. So maybe, you know, my chances are like 1 in 1,000. So I might as well just not use a condom. You know, and that may sound silly to you, but I know I certainly think that way sometimes in terms of, you know, you think about in terms of statistics. I went to college. I know about statistics. So if I think something's 1 in 100, I'm a lot less likely to do it than if I think it's, less likely to do it if anything is 1 in 1,000. So I think that's really dangerous. So the moral of the story is, you know what, if you're going to rationalize shitty behavior, please watch out what the other ramifications are, like the fact that you might be increasing people's exposure to HIV indirectly. Anyway, and granted, it's always the person's fault. You know, it's not. Yeah, but misinformation is a bad thing, and it's wrong. And anyway, okay. By my friend Michael Schaap, who is Jewish, also from Amsterdam, made a documentary called Viagra Man, which you should all see. It's not Viagra Man. He did make that documentary too, but he made one called Mommy or Mama or Mother, Why Did You Circumcise Me? Which is very good and very funny. Okay, the last topic that all I wanted to talk about is, okay, so the other day I was a snowdy, so my friend and I, we rented two movies. One of them was wonderful. It was that Sugar Man movie about the Sugar Man, Sisto Rodriguez, such a great movie, Searching for Sugar Man. But then we watched this, my God, actually no, first we watched this horrible movie, which was the worst movie in terms of creepy crawlies, worse than Human Centipede in terms of what it did to me to watch. It was called Hope Springs with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. And it was about this kind of like postmenopausal couple not getting laid and then wanting to fuck each other. And it was just, it made me so uncomfortable from the moment you see, you know, Meryl Streep in her nightgown looking desperate for sex with her dried vagina and Tommy Lee Jones just looking very crater-faced like the moon and just this horrible, just, oh. And then they go to a therapist, and I thought it was going to be funny because it had Steve Carell, but there was no humor in it. It was just, oh, like, you know, like, oh, we're going to make a movie about old people having sex because, you know, when blah, 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 the movies are always about young people. Well, movies are about young people for a reason, because watching them have sex isn't disgusting. Watching, you know, a 50 or 60-year-old Meryl Streep and a 50 or 60-year-old Tommy Lee Jones, who was also fat, is just gross. And it reminds me of watching my, you know, not watching, but thinking about, it just made me think about what my parents having sex. It's just gross. You know, I'm old, I'm 50-something, but I certainly don't want to see myself having sex on television, on a movie. It's disgusting. And it's really disgusting. So I just wanted to vomit for this whole thing. And then she's like, there's a scene where she's like going down on him in a movie theater and they're like showing his pants. And I'm like, please don't show his pants move like he's getting an erection, please. I wanted to throw up. I've never been so uncomfortable watching a movie since that movie with Diana Scarwood about the kid who jumps off the building because he was on PCP or LSD, and then he, you know, they have a convocation, and Diana Scarwood says, "Don't smoke dope. You think it's cool, but it's not. Don't smoke dope." I'm just kidding. I didn't feel uncomfortable. I loved that movie. I don't remember the name of it. Does anybody remember the name of that movie? I want to see it again so bad. I need clay-ups from it. Okay, breaking news. President Obama says dumb, arbitrary force spending cuts that take effect today are unnecessary and inexcusable. Well, yeah. All right. So, all right. Reminds me of when Clinton was president, we had this government shutdown. Isn't this kind of the same thing? I just don't understand how all these new words that we never talked about, they're not new words, but they've been there, but I've never heard this word sequester used in this way. And that was just a part of our vocabulary, and there was some other... Every time it's a financial crisis, they give us a new word. I just think it's kind of horse-shitty. Where's my podcast holder, Grum? Okay, this is the other song I finna play for you. It is called... Well, it's from that same business. The Sugar Man, Searching for Sugar Man movie, which is so fucking good. It was on the Red Box. I got it there. If you want to see it, you can get it at the Red Box. Anyway, why do I still hear fucking buzzing? See you next time, ladies, white ladies. Oh, yeah.
Times you've been had, and I wonder how many plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder. Wonder I do. About the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder. Wonder I do. About the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you? You've been had, and I wonder how many dreams have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder.